na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Fancy Nancy, she's got it all. Na 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 Mr. Tom Carrozza. So today's show is really kind of a Tom Carrozza kind of day. And I'll find my Mr. Carrozza up here and we'll get going and dedicate the show. Tom has written so many songs available on CD Baby, SoundCloud, Amazon, probably everywhere. And his artwork is incredible as well. So you want to support Tom Carrozza? Well, start ordering some of his music. It's a lot of fun, as you're going to find out today, when I get the Carrozza going. Here we go. Let's see. I got to start with the... Where is it? Carrozza, where is it? Okay, hold on. Hello, Tom. Okay, all right. We'll just start with this one. This one. This one better.
Purely. Your call is important to us. What is important to take out of your hand? Important to us. A representative will come looking shortly. Purely important to us. Please hold. I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling, too. The Exhaler, from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra, performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you? Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell.
I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine. But she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She liked to dance and dine. But she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her kisses were just like wine. But she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line. But she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill. Yeah, nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? 'Cause she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
How you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God. You know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already. Yeah, we've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Yeah. What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My name
is... Could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boy.
We've
been
waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen. Do you want us to show you?
All right.
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now. just waiting for someone to knock on our door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline. Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
No, we smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, little Sandra Grove, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking about nervous.
You remind us of our late great aunt.
Yeah.
Late great aunt?
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little
game? Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
Well, if she's late, then I presume she's
there. Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down the basement.
We keep Aunt Victoria down there with our croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
It's dark in here.
Why, sir, is that spider webs?
That's lint.
That's lint.
Lint?
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today.
Victoria Day.
What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here,
you're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. I must use this word. What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that?
Thursday. Be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Oh, well, snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
When we were at the beach, you see, with Pauline.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli and
asparagus. And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But
it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
Well, they're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblos by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache her eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think we should have a
bedtime. She said the magic word. It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Throw kale.
That was Tom Carozza, me, and Jill Purse having fun on a radio show. Tom's old radio show. Pretty funny. We used to do that Tom would just go pick a record or something, and we'd drop the needle anywhere, and then we would just improvise a bit on what the radio callers called in, which was a lot of fun and scary at the same time. But Tom Carozza is so talented, and this is one of my favorite songs that he's written, and I really think he should write this into a musical, and I'm hoping he will someday. Here we go, Tom Carozza.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price. today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me? And burning hair, something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint.
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. And gloomy, sort of lightning cuts to me, sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. Its hold on my soul sends my memory.
Waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing. He can tell us what's doing.
Well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there has not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying. Me pockets are jingling.
Bushes like a seaman, prisoners and freemen, scorny like an e-man, we sell them all with gold. But if it comes to giddy, so close we are sticky, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
For me,
Carozza, brilliant music. Check it out. I believe it's on SoundCloud. Go to www.tomcarozza.com and get his stuff. He's brilliant. Let me see, what else do I have here? I love his writing, his cartoons, everything. I've got him in two categories because I think he's got 3 or 4 CDs out. Go to TomCarrozza.com for more information. Let me find out. I'm still looking for some more Tom stuff. Hold on as I scroll through my very, 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 very large studio. All right. Oh, God. My music voice is full. Okay. I'm over to the T's. That's where are you, Tom? Okay. www.tomcarrozza.com. Okay. I don't know what this one is, so I'm going to play it.
I heard you got a part in a TV show. It's not the Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost. Facebook and Instagram know the most. Can't wait to see your next post. Childhood, high school, college friends, all ready to make amends. Especially if you've got money to lend.
I don't think I played that. That's a great song. That's why it's under five. That's the name of it. I forgot to write it says five, but it's under five. What happens And under five is under five lines on a TV show, which is pretty funny. You got that from a TV show. All right, here's some more time for Rosa and Steve.
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, who would? Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I
promise
will keep
me,
it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
As I said, those bits were made even more brilliant in that the audience would call it in, and then John would just drop a needle on a record, and that would inspire whatever the sketch was we were going to improvise. So that was a totally improvised sketch. All right, so this show has been dedicated to Tom Carozza, What's the Buzz New York, and
now
go out on
10 rip-roaring 20 slang terms due for a comeback.
Slang.
Gams. Legs.
Okay.
Specifically, a
God
leg.
Bless you,
get a load
Mr.
of them
Carozza.
Gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow. A person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water. Any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young, unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
fake my own big sleep. It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onion. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This New Deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
My book, A Pocket Full of Confidence, available on Amazon. Nancy Lombardo on Amazon. You check it out there. Thank you. Bye-bye.